This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Oh, the burdens a great wizard such as myself must bear, lo. But we do all carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep things like, oh, I don't know, being responsible for the loss of your fellow wizard's immortality, all bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to work through whatever's weighing you down. Going to therapy has taught me that I don't have to react to every emotion I feel, even though those emotions are valid. Sometimes taking a moment is all you need to respond in a way that's truer to your values. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/magic today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/magic.
There's a lot to say when buying a new home or car, but only one thing to say that can help you protect them. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And just like that, a State Farm agent will be there to help you choose the coverage you need, no matter where you are in life. When you need coverage options, your State Farm agent is there to help, on the phone or in person. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, look at that. Just when you thought an eyeball wouldn't grow in the center of your hand, life finds a way. The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by Basecamp. When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. In case you haven't listened to the podcast before, I'm from Chicago. I, about a little over a month ago, fell through, I guess, some kind of like magic portal behind a Burger King into the land of Foon. It's sort of like, I guess, Narnia is like the closest thing I could describe it to. Anyway, I'm still getting a really weak Wi-Fi signal through the portal from the Burger King. So I have a little bit of internet access, not much. And I'm using that to post a podcast every week that I record here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur in the land of Foon. So thanks so much for listening. As always, or as almost always, I'm joined by Usidore the Wizard.
Ah, yes. I am Usidore the Wizard, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalik. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hugstanges. I'm also known throughout the Northeast as Grassmanus Minister.
Are you doing all right?
Hey, yes, of course, I'm fine. I'm not interested in inviting anyone on a quest with me.
Why? Why not? You've been all about this quest.
I'm not interested in the least. I hope nobody decides to go with me.
What? You're really sulky. I wish our listeners could see the look on your face.
There's nothing to see. It's just a wizard in a tavern, whiling his days away. And if 12 strong men and women and dwarves and elves came up to me and insisted that I go on a quest, I suppose I could be convinced to. But it's not the desire that I have, most certainly.
Usidore, if it makes you feel any better, if it cheers you up, weeks ago, maybe, I don't remember if it was our first or second episode, when we were talking about the Dark Lord and how his name cannot be spoken known.
You can say it if you want.
Yeah, how you said that I should write down a list of names I thought might be. Took the time to think of what some evil names might be.
Oh, well.
And you can tell me if they're right, so then I won't say them later.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. So just I'm going to throw out some potentially evil names.
I'm not that excited about this.
No. It's okay.
You're
playing it very cool, man. I'm glad you're picking up some of my slang. All right. So Voldemort.
No.
Darth Vader.
No, but I like that.
That's
one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
Yes, it has a real ring. Darth Vader.
Sauron.
Sauron?
Sauron.
No.
Nosferatu.
No.
Thulsa Doom.
Are you even trying?
No, these are very evil names. Beelzebub.
Beelzebub.
The Authority.
Beelzebub sounds like a toy for your child.
Trust me, it's a very evil name in my world.
What was the one you said after that?
The Authority.
Ah, clever, but no.
Count Dooku. I know. Now that I say it, it sounds pretty silly.
Absolutely not.
The Babadook.
The Babadook?
The Babadook.
No.
If it's in a word or in a book, you can't escape the Babadook. Never mind. Imhotep.
No.
Candyman.
That's much closer than any of the rest.
Really?
Yes.
I'm actually not going to say it anymore.
You definitely don't say it three times.
Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, so I think you may be intuiting some Candyman knowledge.
Yeah, maybe.
Smaug.
Smog?
Smaug.
Smog, you're saying smog.
No, Smaug.
Smaug?
I've been led to believe it's Smaug.
I don't think that sounds right to me.
Gavin.
No, the Dark Lord is not named Gavin.
Borg Queen.
No, definitely not Borg Queen.
All right, well, I'll try to come up with some more later on.
All right.
Let's meet some of our... Oh, actually, unfortunately, Chunt... I don't know what's going on with Chunt lately. Chunt has been very hot and cold with me. I think he's... I don't know if he's just depressed that he's still a badger or whatever. He's not here.
Well, I don't know that he's depressed that he's a badger. He enjoys all the forms that he takes. I would say that perhaps maybe he's a little overwrought. You know, it can be difficult to have a guest... Staying in your place for a long time, overstaying the welcome. Yeah,
All right. I think as much as I'm enjoying staying with him, I probably overstayed my welcome.
You didn't hear that from me.
Okay, but anyway.
We have some open rooms.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. And that reminds me, we are joined once again by Otok Barleyfoot, the owner and proprietor of the Vermilion Minotaur, the tavern which we podcast from.
That is correct.
Thank you for coming back. I know you're a very busy man.
Oh, well, I'm always around.
Oh, it's great to have you. And our special guest this week. I don't know too much about you, but I hear that you
Nor
are,
should you.
Nor should I.
No.
All right, well, your royalty, she is Princess Trachea Aurelia Belleroth.
I'm charmed to be here, sort of. Mostly I'm here because I'm on a mission.
Wow. Belleroth, the name Belleroth sounds very familiar to me.
Are you joking?
I'm not joking.
Well, you must understand, Princess, that Arnold comes from another land, and he knows not of our ways or of our customs or of our great history and the great family of the Belleroth.
The Belleroth? Oh, is the Belleroth the king of the Northeast?
Yes, that's true.
That's right.
Now, this Arnold, as you call yourself...
It's Arnie. I prefer Arnie.
Arnold, I will grant you this one pardon for not knowing who I am.
Okay.
But should you ever, ever misspeak my name again, I will cut out your tongue, tie it on a leather strap, and you shall wear it around your neck as a reminder of your insolence.
Okay, I do not want that. I do not want that.
Otok, we should order some food.
Absolutely.
In honor of the princess.
Four goblets of brandy wine, please.
Ooh,
Lemish.
Brandy wine.
I was hoping perhaps, too, that we might get an order of rooster's feet this evening.
Anything for you, Fianyalik.
So, Princess Trachea Aurelia.
Yes.
Belleroth.
Yes.
What brings you to Hawkface?
I am traveling about my kingdom in search of my long-lost brother. He absconded from our castle. Rumor is he left in a wash bin. He has nigh been heard from again, and I'm... extremely worried about him. I would very much like to locate him and question him with both words and mechanisms of torture.
Ooh.
To find out the reasons that he has turned his back on our life.
Well, you need not worry about us. We certainly have not seen Tom Blaine, Belleroth.
No, we have not seen Tom Blaine.
Are you certain? This Arnold had a knowing look in his eyes.
It's Arnie. I prefer
Perhaps
Arnie.
I'll pluck them out and take them with me, and they will give me clues.
No.
Princess, forgive his insolence, but you must remember that this is a man who has absconded from his own family. Abandoned them. He detests them.
I have not run away from my family. We don't need to go into it. Sarah, I love you. I miss you. Please respond.
You sound like the kind of man who would harbor a fugitive like my brother, who also abandoned his family.
I'm not harboring anyone. I'm practically homeless myself.
Princess, you should know that there are a couple of rumors at the bar about your brother.
Oh, really?
No, yes. I haven't heard these.
Would you care to enlighten me so perhaps it might help me in my quest?
Well, I can tell you one.
All right.
Just one. Uh-huh. And otherwise...
And then she would have to order a second drink.
Well,
I'm learning this. With the second drink comes a second rumor.
Good work, Arnie. Whereas the first rumor is... the first rumor is that he's gay.
Why is that always the first rumor? That is always the first rumor here.
As in he enjoys the company of men.
Exactly.
Well, certainly, what man doesn't enjoy the company of other men for hunting and woodworking or swordsmanship? Perhaps you're all gay.
I don't like Arnie. I don't like hunting.
There is a rumor about Arnie.
Foon is generally pretty progressive, as far as I can tell. But for some reason, the first rumor about everyone is that they're gay.
Well, when it isn't an issue, it was apparent that you've told me it is in your world that some people look down upon this. Then why not? Why not go with it? Perhaps Otog's gay. Perhaps Arnold is gay. Perhaps the princess is gay.
I myself have lain with women.
See, it is not a problem.
Well, let's talk about that.
I choose to lay with women because then there's no chance of me producing an heir, or usurper, as I like to think of it.
Oh. So where are you in the order of succession in the Northeast?
My brother, as a man, is first in line to inherit my father's throne. Should something unseemly happen to my father, perhaps while he's eating his supper and doesn't notice a strange taste about his meat that could or could not be poison. Whilst my brother is missing, no one will be ruling. We will be in a state of anarchy until we have a positive word that he is no longer alive. Once his death is confirmed, then I will secede to the throne.
So you could be the queen of the Northeast?
Yes, if both my father and then my brother die. Brutally, horribly, in an agonizing way.
Trickier, Aurelia. Yes. I must confide something in you. In my magical conjurings, I do look upon the future of the world of Foon, and I have sensed in these magical moments when I do go into the wizard's state that your brother is alive and well, and perhaps the journey that he is on and the journey that you are on shall lead the freedom of all of Foon against the Dark Lord. Not that I care.
Wizard, your words sound like cheap party tricks to me.
Dare you? Princess, or no, you do not speak to a wizard in such a way.
Oh, don't I? We once had a seer at our court. I didn't like what he said, so I nailed his hands to his crystal ball so that he may only gaze upon it as its only comfort.
Aurelia Tricaria Insignia.
Do not conjure at me.
Here's the rooster feeder here.
Ooh, rooster feeds!
I shall put off this wizard state for the moment.
I hate the wizard state so much. I really do.
Yes, you would hate it for it.
Oh no, I triggered it. Okay, while he's wizard stating away. Princess,
he does this on open mic night as well.
Oh, that's another reason I am never going to open mic night.
Session. Yeah, freeform. And Fianyelic has turned some of his wizard speak, set it to music.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds kind of nice.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that is why we must fight the Dark Lord. I am back. Yes, this wizard state has renewed my interest in defeating the Dark Lord. Yea, I admit now that I was attempting some reversed mind games that would trick thee into wanting to go with me, but I see it has not worked. Princess, I swear this unto you. I shall find Tom Blaine. I shall add him to my menagerie, my fellowship, and we shall set forth upon this foon, and we shall free it. Ah, rooster's feet.
Let's get to know the real Princess Trachea Aurelia Belleroth. Let's just get inside your head. I'm excited to be interviewing what sounds like one of the more famous people in Foon.
That is accurate.
Absolutely.
Walk us through your day.
Well, when I'm home at the castle, I'm awakened by my ladies. I am dressed and accessorized and beautified. I retire downstairs to have breakfast with my parents, which is a horrible, boring, angering task because they are fools mm-hmm. who know not how to lead a land. After that, perhaps I go to the chapel where I'm forced to kneel in prayer to a god who has never blessed me with anything. After that, I retire.
I mean, you are royalty. I mean, you seem fairly blessed in that way.
What is a royal who cannot rule this Arnold?
It's Arnie.
Arnold?
Okay.
I wish my daughter was here to hear this. She was such a fan.
Octavia!
His daughter ran away with the falsetto marauders.
They are a cruel, merciless bunch.
I know, but...
God, I love them. I'm a big fan of their work.
So, Princess Trachea, let's say you do become the Queen of the Northeast.
Oh, let's say it, and let's do it.
What could the people of the Northeast and the rest of Foon expect to see under your rule?
What they can expect to see is a drastic change in their day-to-day lives. Right now, everyone is forced to live in this gray area where they know not if their actions are acceptable or will warrant some type of reprimand. What you will know when I'm your ruler is that your actions will be very clearly labeled right or wrong. And if they are right, you will stay in my favor. And if they are wrong, I will cut off a part of your body.
So, just so we know, what are some actions that are right?
Paying your taxes to the crown. Okay. That is correct. Speaking of me in a reverent manner. That is correct. Observing the sanctity of your marriage is correct.
Oh, that's good. What are things that are wrong?
Everything else.
There are four things that are correct?
Yes. It should simplify your lives to only have four things to worry about. As a ruler, I have many things to worry about, and I can tell you it's a challenge. It's difficult to keep your thoughts straight when there's more than four. That is a scientific fact.
Is it all right if, just to be clear, if we take turns submitting things and you let us know if they are right or wrong?
I suppose.
Fishing.
Wrong, and I would cut your hands off so that you may not reel your rod.
Selling your goat.
To what end?
To pay for food.
Right.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's more. There are more right things.
Unless that goat is your wife, and then it's wrong because that would violate the sanctity of your marriage.
That's true. That is fair. That is very fair.
Not a matrimonial goat, just a platonic goat.
That reminds me of another rumor that I heard at the bar, Otak, that perhaps Arnold is married to a goat.
I am not. Where would that rumor even come from?
I believe Chunt started it.
I am married to a very beautiful and intelligent woman that is human.
Well, Chunt was a guest bartender this last week, and he started a lot of new
Chunt
rumors.
Chunt is spreading a lot of rumors. So I have a question, Princess
yes.
Trachea Aurelia Belleroth, and this is purely just because of my love of the King of the Northeast, Albane?
Albane.
You love a man whose name you don't know.
I think I've heard that the King of the Northeast is great.
You know not what happens inside the walls of the castle. That man is a monster.
Like,
do you know what he does every night?
No.
He comes in my room as I ready myself for bed.
I don't think I want to hear this.
And he tells me I'm special. And he tells me he loves me and to sleep well. And then he just walks out. Who does that? Who does that to a child?
Seems reasonable.
This really seems like a good father thing to do.
As I speak to you more and more, I cannot decide if there is something that is naturally wrong with you, or if there is something more insidious with you, some sort of pure evil. And I look upon you, and I hold my staff, and I say unto thee, Kaling Jali Bing.
Yannick, I said no staff in here.
You shall not conjure against me.
You're supposed to leave your staff at the door.
I swear he said Gabaday Sibaday in there.
More
somewhere.
Melodic than usual.
I have yet to see you do magic that does anything.
Can you put your staff by the door?
Yes.
I guess at one time I saw you conjure a picture of Queen Titania with
goat blood. Let's not talk about that right for the moment, please.
Speak not of my mother's bosom.
It was pretty.
It's a cruel reminder that Of all her attributes, the one that is valued, I could not inherit.
Is this the cause of your hatred?
No, it's just something on my con list.
Oh, all right.
Can I tell a princess anecdote?
Sure, yes.
Princess, you may not remember this, but when my daughter, Activia, was young, we made a trip to the Northeast on vacation. Because she was such a huge fan of yours. I remember standing in line outside the castle as you came in with your entourage and the horses, the doves, and she reached out to you and you were on your carriage, and she screamed your name and said, "I love you, I love you." And then you took a little rock and you threw it at her. And it hit her above the eye.
Yes.
It opened a little gash. Mm-hmm. She still has that rock. Well, she took it with her. It was an important day for her.
That is a beautiful story. I know it's important to young children when they meet their idols. And, you know, I don't like to coddle, so I always keep a bag of well-worn pebbles with me in my carriage.
It seemed a little harsh.
To deter children and strangers from getting too close.
Yeah, we were.
But I'm glad I created a beautiful memory for
you. We were dragged away. And,
yes, as you should be.
You're lucky to survive, it sounds like.
Had she just been but a year older, I would have taken her into my service and made her a slave.
Oof.
She would have loved it. It's a lovely way to spend your youth.
Well, Princess Trachea Aurelia Belleroth, I won't say good luck on your quest for your brother, but, you know, go do it.
Could I say to your listeners that if anyone has information on my brother Tom Blaine Belleroth, get a message to one of my ladies. You will be rewarded for your kindness.
I guess I don't know how people here in Foon are going to be able to listen to this podcast. I think only people on my world can hear it. But if for whatever reason someone else in Foon is hearing this, please send us messages and we'll try to answer your questions on the podcast. Similarly, if you're on Earth, you can email us. The only email I was able to get because of the firewalls at the Burger King is magictavern@puppies.supplies. I suspect most people don't think that's a real email address because I have gotten very few emails to this address so far, and no one has responded to my messages. I've tried emailing my wife several times. I can only imagine those emails have gone into her spam folder. But please do email us. And we have gotten one or two emails. So real quickly here, before we wrap things up, I'm going to read this email from Jeremy Hornick. He has quite a few questions, actually. They're mostly directed towards Usidore. Jeremy writes, "Do all wizards spend this much time hanging around in taverns, or are they usually much busier?"
I disagree with the basic premise that I am not busy at this tavern.
Do people in Foon have levels like you're a level 5 wizard, or is that just D&D?
We don't have levels per se, as it seems like you've described, some sort of numerical system. But yes, there are some wizards that are more well-known, more renowned, perhaps than even I. Spintax the Green, I suppose, is one that people adore.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard he's great.
He's very powerful. He's
really good. Even Princess Trachea is a fan of him. She doesn't seem to be a fan of many.
He performed at my birthday last year, and I let him leave intact. That's how much I enjoyed him.
That seems like the highest praise you can give.
Yes.
Can the wizard actually cast any... First of all, he says, can the wizard... Which he doesn't use your name, but can the wizard?
Oh no, he's speaking of Can the wizard.
Oh, Can, who is Can the wizard?
Can is a good friend of mine. We often work together when we're trying to defeat an imp lord or a dark elf or something of that nature. We've joined forces.
So can the wizard actually cast any spells, or is it just like a term of honor, like uncle or something?
Can definitely cast spells, yes.
Can enchanted this inn.
In what way is the Vermilion Minotaur enchanted?
Well, it keeps out, goblins.
Oh, that's good.
Yep.
That's good to know.
Pretty
so,
standard.
No goblins.
Pretty standard.
Yeah, no goblins.
So I probably, if
have
I wanted to
one?
Have, I have not.
You haven't seen one, right?
As far as I know, I haven't.
If you ever want to have a goblin on the show, though, I could probably cast some sort of protective spell around it to get it in here, but I don't know why you'd want to have a goblin on here.
Okay, final question from Jeremy Hornick is, seriously, is he really a wizard? He just seems kind of like a weirdo. That's all for today.
Well, I would have to say that I of course, am a wizard, and Can is a wizard. Magic is a tricky mistress, though, and not always available whenever you would want it to be. Sometimes it requires a certain alignment of stars and fates to come into play. And simple tricks, I can do it any time I wish.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. And as always, I like to do the send-off at the end of the podcast. Long live King Albane Belleroth. Long live King Albane Belleroth.
Long live King Albane Belleroth.
I feel the opposite.
Oh boy, we come to the end of another period of time spent indulging harmless imaginings. Usador the Wizard was played, as always, by Matt Young, who refuses to surrender the part into the clumsy hands of a less capable actor. Otak Barleyfoot was played by Nick Bear. Special guest Princess Trachea was played by Megan O'Neill, who performs semi-regularly in World News Tonight with Arnie and Matt. Produced by Evan Jacover and Ryan DeGiorgi. Edited by Ryan DeGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Learn more about the show and ascertain for yourself that there's no possibility it could be actually occurring at hellofromthemagictavern.com or follow us on Twitter at Magic Tavern. All of these fantastical imaginings were brought to you by Basecamp with the help of the Chicago Podcast Cooperative. Learn more about Basecamp at basecamp.com and the Chicago Podcast Cooperative at chicagopodcastcoop.com.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.